fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Oi!
The Indians faced a winter of starvation unless they could trade their furs for an ample stock of provisions. The furs accumulated during 3 years of trapping were, for the most part, silver fox, a fur reserved for kings and emperors. Yankee Tyler, a trader, had been entrusted with the bales of shimmering pelts, the whole wealth of the Indian tribe. They were on his flatboat moving down the Otter River toward the steamboat landing at Big Bend. Yankee's 18-year-old nephew, Jim, was aiding with the long sweep.
Jimmy, here's where we go ashore and make camp.
Sounds good to me, Uncle Yank. After pushing on these sweeps since before sunup,
But what, lad?
What about Bart Goldbane escape? You know what Lame Bear told you?
Lame Bear is barring worry. No one around these parts has ever seen Bart Beaudray. Never saw him myself.
According to Lame Bear, Beaudray's boasted he'll get these silver fox pelts.
Beaudray and his gang are used to horses, not boats. They don't know the river. Look, yonder's the spot for our camp.
Shall I haul down our flag?
That's right, lad. Colors always come down at sunset. Hold it careful, Jimmy. That flag goes ashore with us. That's my lucky flag.
That night, as the embers of Yank Tyler's campfire beside the river faded into blackness, five figures, moving with the stealth of Indians, crept toward the sleeping forms of the trader and his nephew. As the five men moved, Bart Beaudray gave final orders.
Remember, take him alive. And don't mark him up, understand?
Then why you got that knife on your hand, Beaudray?
Because it's got brass knuckles for a handle. And because I know which end to use. Now, all ready? Let's go.
Hey, what's this? Jimmy! Jimmy!
Shut up!
Go. Hey, look out. The kid's drawing a knife.
Come on, you hounds. I'll take a few of you with me.
Circle around him, men. I'm sitting on the old man's chest. Joe, grab his arm. Right. Pin him down.
Get around and back to the kid.
Keep away from me. Keep away from here.
We'll get the kid, Beaudray. You just hold on to Tyler.
Yeah, I got him.
Keep back. Keep away from me.
Get that kid.
That's no fiction. Oh!
That's your stuff, Joe.
Joe's knocked the kid cold.
You worry.
All right, Tyler. You can get up now.
You boys put the kid on board the flatboat and get ready to cast off. I'll get Tyler aboard.
No, no.
Come on, Tyler.
Baudry. Baudry, you're not going to tackle the big rapids in the dark.
That's just what we're going to do.
Oh.
When I want your advice, I'll ask for it. Come on.
The helpless man and his unconscious nephew were dragged aboard the flatboat and thrown next to the bales of fox pelts.
Get down there.
Audrey, harm comes to that boy, lame bear's warriors will make you wish you'd never been born. Don't ever think you'll get away with
Shut
it.
Shut up, I said.
That's a pretty rig you got there. Knife and brass knuckles combined.
Audrey, why not finish the two of them off right now? I can't figure
out. You idiot. There'll be a whole tribe of Indians looking for Tyler and the kid. They'll find them all right, but they'll be drowned. They won't be cut up, and there won't be any bullet holes in them to show they were murdered.
We got the Indians' furs. That's enough to send them on a warpath.
Even so, we'll be in the clear. Now, here's our story. We found this flatboat adrift and took legal possession. We can deliver this load of Silver Fox to the steamboat, be on our way to St. Louis by the time Tyler and the kid are found.
We're moving, Baudry. We're on our way, St. Louis bound.
Batiste, you and Pete keep Tyler and the kid covered.
Sure.
Grab the sweeps, the rest of you. Keep her in midstream.
No, I can't touch bottom, Baudry. We're out in the middle. And look at the bank whiz past.
Yeah, we're sure a steamboat downriver.
I tell you, Baudry, you're heading straight for a heap of trouble.
Batiste, kick the old galoot in the face if he gives any more of his free advice.
Sure.
Hey, look. Now we're going in. Playing.
Hey, look out.
Watch it.
Pull out from the bank. Give me a hand. Quick.
Let's go ashore. That's where we should have stayed, I'm sure.
Look at those rocks.
As the flatboat was caught in the swift current and sent spinning toward the rapids, the clumsy efforts of Baudry and his men were futile. Presently, the heavy craft began to strike rocks.
Tyler was right. We're goners.
Heave one of the oars. Pull from the bank.
Look out. Look out. Rocks ahead. Can't you see him? Do something!
The helpless craft was almost buried in white water as it raced downstream. The rapids were divided midway by a miniature island, a cluster of huge boulders. And toward this obstacle, the flatboat was hurled with terrific speed.
Hang on! Hang on, everybody!
For a perilous instant, the flatboat hung at the point of the rocky ledge, the current threatening to sweep over it, the boulders threatening to rip it to splinters. Then the boat swung clear. It went on its way toward colder water, through a channel free of obstructions.
Edmund, are you all here?
Yeah, yeah, but soaking wet.
Say, Batiste, what about Tyler and the kid?
You say to drown them, so I kick them both overboard when we hit the big rock. They climb out on it, but they die there soon enough. Nobody but Bert could get off.
Well, Batiste, for once you use good sense. They was going into the river anyway. Now we got clear sailing. And once we change this load of fur into cold cash, we can take it easy as long as we feel like it.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we probably got more Silver Fox than there is in one batch anywhere this side of the Hudson's Bay headquarters.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had trailed Baudry and his gang into the Otter River country after Baudry had swindled a band of Indians out of a winter's catch of beaver. Tonto had learned that the renegade trader planned to smuggle contraband alcohol into the hunting grounds of Chief Lame Bear and his people, determined to get possession of a fabulous store of silver fox pelts the Indian hunters had accumulated.
These tracks show five men riding, hitting three mules, Tonto. Sign is plain.
Ah. Mules got heavy load.
Kegs of alcohol, no doubt. That's in defiance of the government. But the Indians are delivering their silver fox to Yankee Tyler. Tyler has a reputation for being honest and brave. How can Baudry expect to get the fur away from Tyler, huh?
Well, you're right. But Baudry knows some bad Indian on Otter River. Them help him get fur.
Well, look, Tonto, here's where they camp. Oh, Silver.
Who's got Oh, fella.
Easy, fella.
Ah, camp here. One man ride off there.
That's in the direction of the trading post.
Look.
Huh?
Come, Scout. Come, fella. No. Two men come back.
Someone from the trading post has joined them.
Ah.
Now, which way did they go after they broke camp?
On their track here.
Now there are still five men riding. But look at the mule tracks. The mules are going light. No loads.
You're right.
The alcohol was hidden back where they camped.
Come, Scout. Come, fella. Come. We go back, find kegs, and bust them?
No, we haven't time, Toto. Baudry has a new plan of some kind. I'll keep a watch ahead while you read the trail sign. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Well, something's happened here.
Ah, big fight.
Yes. What's that trampled into the mud?
Oh. It flag.
Take good care of it, Toto. Maybe we'll find the owner.
Maybe Baudry kill man who owned flag.
That's what I fear. See, there was a scow moored here.
Ah, and somebody camped here. Somebody came in sight, and their big fight. Five men fight two men. Then four men go on river. One man walk back.
Then Baudry has stolen the silver fox. There's no doubt about that. Tyler and whoever was with him. Well, I hate to think what's happened to them.
We go down river, find boat?
No, Tonto. Our one chance now is to get to the steamboat landing before Baudry can dispose of the furs. We're too late to save Tyler and his helper, it seems. Perhaps we can catch up with Baudry. We'll follow the trail downstream as fast as we can until we're a few miles from the steamboat landing. Then you cut in toward the river and look for signs of Baudry. I'm going on to the settlement. Oh, get that old suit of buckskin out of the saddlebag, will you? I'll put it on and take off my mask.
Me get suit. You go in disguise?
Yes, Toto. I'll go into the settlement on foot, disguised as a mountain trapper. There'll be a big crowd waiting for the steamboat. I'll see what I can find out.
At the Big Bend settlement, the Lone Ranger learned that Baudry had reached the steamboat landing with a flatboat bearing a fortune in silver fox pelts. Then the Lone Ranger, wearing his disguise, waited on the bank of the Otter River a little distance above the settlement for Tonto to join him. When the Indian appeared, he had a number of sticks tied behind the saddle.
Well, Tonto, you haven't wasted any time along the river. What news have you?
Me got plenty news, Kimisabi.
Good.
Me find stick along river. Sign cut on stick.
Tyler, that's fairly plain. H, E, help.
Me find stick below big rapid.
Then Tyler must be alive. Here are more words cut into the bark. Help, big rapid.
Tyler, send message.
We'll take the upstream trail along the bluffs until we reach the rapids. Come on, Big Fella.
Get him up, Smart. Hurry!
When they made their way to the stretch known as the Big Rapids of the Otter River, the Lone Ranger and Tonto sighted two men perched on a small island in the midst of the raging torrent.
Are you Yankee Tyler?
Yes. Who are you?
We've come to help you. There's no time for that. We'll have to think of a better way. Otto, we could get a line across.
No, Kemosabe. No man could swim full rope.
Silver might make it. How much rope have we?
We got two lariat. Plenty extra rope. Enough for cross river.
If we once get a line across the island, the two men can tie it to the rocks. Then if they're strong enough, they can hang onto the rope and work their way to this shore. Well, it's worth a try.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto tied their lariats together and added additional lengths of rope until there was enough to reach the small island where Yankee Tyler and his nephew had been trapped in the middle of the rapids.
Now, Tonto, tie that end of the line to the trunk of that tree. I fasten this end to Silver's saddle.
All ready, Kimisabi.
There you are, Silver. That'll hold. Now get over to that island. Hold to him, Tyler. Hold, Silver. All right, Silver. Go on, big fella. On your way. Get going.
Silver fought the raging torrent, struggling every inch of the way toward the island.
Go on, Silver. You'll make it. Go on, boy.
The rope became more and more of a drag. There were moments when the great horse lost ground, but he fought on until he reached the island.
Good work, Silver. Now, Tyler, make the rope fast. Then you can cross over.
With one end of the stout rope made fast to a spruce tree on the little island, Yankee Tyler and Jim Cooley were able to fight their way through the rapids, hand over hand along the rope. Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger called Silver back across the stream. He and Tonto were greeted by the grateful trader and his boy partner.
Shake, mister.
Howdy, Tyler.
Tyler's my name, and this here is Jim Cooley.
Howdy.
Sure was lucky for us that you men came along.
Lucky you had plenty of rope.
Well, you'll need some new lariats, and as soon as I get to town, I'll see that you get them. That's the least I can do for you.
I got some of the messages you sent downstream on popple sticks.
What'd they tell you, Jim? You kind of laughed at me for marking all those sticks.
But tell me, Tyler, how did you land out there on the rock in the first place?
Bud Baudray came down on us with his gang while we was camped and took us by surprise. We were way outnumbered.
They took off in the dark with our flatboat and us aboard it. They figured on drowning us later. When the flatboat hit rocks, we were booted overboard. So we both climbed out on the island.
I hope the whole parcel of them drowned, that's what I hope.
Well, Tyler, they're waiting at the steamboat landing with your flatboat full of fur.
What? My flatboat at the landing? Well, I'm much obliged to stranger, but I got to be on my way to the landing to get the law. We got to get there before the steamboat. Come on, Jimmy.
You may be seeing us again.
Maybe. So long.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto watched the two men disappear into the underbrush. Tonto suddenly turned to the Lone Ranger, still disguised.
Them in plenty big hurry. Me forget to give him flag.
Well, the old man is badly worried, and I can't blame him, Tonto. But I doubt very much that the law at the landing will do him much good. Baudray won't stay around here after he discovers Tyler's alive. He won't let go of those furs if he can possibly help it. He'll make every effort to get away.
Baudray got plenty horse. And him got 3 pack mules.
I don't think he'd try to escape overland. Tyler has too many friends. Men who know the country and Indians. They'd be on Baudray's trail. He knows all that.
Him go by Big River?
I think he'll just shove off and leave horses and mules behind him. He knows he's got his hands on a fortune. And Baudray's not the man to let go of it. He'll try to run. And if he's caught up with, he'll fight. There's 5 in that gang. They have rifles and plenty of ammunition. We'll cut across the big bend and reach the main river below the steamboat landing in case Baudray escapes. Come on, fellow.
Easy, big fellow. Get him up.
At the steamboat landing, Bart Baudray was waiting for one of his men to return from the settlement.
Hey, look. Here comes Joe on the run. Now what's up? And he isn't carrying any grub.
Oh, you run like scared antelope. Must be something wrong.
What's the matter, Joe? You look like you've seen a ghost.
That's just what I've done. But it's a live ghost.
What?
It's Tyler and the kid.
Wait, what?
They came up the riverbank as I was going in the store. I seen them playing.
Which way was they heading?
They came up the high bank in front of the store. I stayed out of sight, then I saw them turn left toward the jail. Both of them was bareheaded. They didn't have guns or nothing.
Never mind what they had. We have to bamboos fast. Let go of those ropes! Batiste, grab that axe and get busy on them canoes. Knock holes in them. Joe, use your hatchet on that skiff.
Right.
Knock holes in all them boats. All right, hustle, I tell you. Don't leave nothing to chase us with.
Out in the strong current of midstream, Baudray and his men were bending to the long sweeps, rapidly widening the distance between themselves and the steamboat landing. Hours passed, and they were nearly exhausted before Baudray permitted his men to rest.
It's
Good thing we broke holes in all those boats.
Yeah. Now you'll take the steamboat to catch up with us.
Hey, you fool. You don't suppose we're going to stay in the main stream, do you? We can make the West Fork tonight sometime, then haul up where no steamboat can follow us. Hey, what's that, smoke? Look yonder, off to the right.
Indian smoke signal.
That's just what it is. There's another on the other bank.
There's another. And another.
What are they saying? Batiste, look.
Two fire. There and there. Both side the river. They talk together now. They say one, two, one, two, three smoke. More smoke. They make war talk.
Fighting among themselves, maybe?
Oh, wait. They say, come together at the shallows. The old buffalo crossing. They say, wait there.
Wait for what? I don't like this.
Yeah, wait. There goes the sign for Lame Bear. It is Lame Bear on the warpath.
After our scouts. Somebody got word to him. We gotta hide right now. That creek mouth we just passed. We gotta get into it. All right, get busy if you don't want a hair lifted. All right, hurry up. Fire!
Bart Beaudry and his gang spent a nervous night aboard the stolen flatboat moored in a brushy inlet.
Beaudry, I can't see why them Indians didn't swarm down and wipe us out last night.
Well, they didn't swarm down on us because they're not fools. They'll bide their time. They think they got us bottled up. We got to think of a way to get out of here.
Here she comes. There's the Columbia. She'll chase them Indians off.
Yeah. They'll haul back into the hills. Lucky we're hidden well in this creek mouth. I'd as soon be taken by the Indians as by the marshal aboard the steamer. We'll try to sneak past the shallows tonight.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had ridden across country, cutting the big bend to overtake Beaudry. The masked man had taken off the worn buckskin clothing of his trapper disguise and once more wore his mask. Meantime, Beaudry and his men lay hidden with their rich loot of fur, waiting for the steamboat to pass them on its way upriver.
Steamboat. She stopped. Name of a dog, what now?
Well, it's dead sure they can't see us.
Hey, they're lowering the skiff over the rail. Men with rifles are getting into it.
Maybe they're just going to look for the channel through the shallows.
Then why the rifles? And they're hidden straight for us.
Now listen, men, we're trapped. Indians in back of us. The law coming head on. We got all the advantage shooting from cover with them in the open. Now, there's six of them in that boat. When I give the word, each of you pick your man. I'll take the one in the bow.
And then, Beaudry, what happens after we get those hombres?
Just keep your heads and do as I tell you. When the boat comes to that snag, there, open fire. Now, get set. Draw a good bead. Give them about two more strokes on the oars. All ready?
All right, the rest of you. Got those rifles. Stand up. Put your hands in the air and be quick about it. I don't move.
Sacre bleu.
I told you not to move.
Oh, I just turned my head. He shoot off my cap. There go both race caps.
Keep your hands up. All of you.
That's no Indian. We're trapped here.
Ahoy there. What's the shooting about? What's going on here?
Captain, that's my flatboat, sure enough.
Who's the boss here? Who hoisted that flag on the top of the bluff upside down to call for help?
I did, Captain. We found this masked man and his Indian chum hiding out here in the creek with a flatboat. We figured there was something wrong.
You figure right, mister. And you with the mask over your face, drop that gun or I'll drill you.
You won't drill anyone. I've had you covered since you left the boat.
You see, Captain? He's the one who caught
you. Hey, wait a minute, Captain. Something funny going on here. That voice. That fellow there sounds like Beaudry.
Sounds just like him, Captain.
It is Beaudry, Tyler. How about I followed him here?
Well, Tyler, I'm not sure just who's who in this outfit, but there's your load of fur, okay. And now I'm inviting all of you to come aboard the Columbia. We'll visit the United States Marshal at the Fort Landing and see what's what.
Captain, I warn you, this man here is Bart Beaudry. He's dangerous. He'll stop at nothing.
That's a good one. He claims that I'm Beaudry. Well, Captain, I'll just take the mask off this cuss and we'll see who's Beaudry.
Go ahead. All right. Take the mask off.
Forgot he's got a knife.
Get you, it's the last thing I do.
Mr. Crew covered, man. Let
let them fight it out.
It isn't fair. Baudry's got a knife.
The Lone Ranger was grappled by the powerful border ruffian, Bart Baudry, skilled in every trick of hand-to-hand fighting and armed with his favorite weapon, the deadly combination of dagger and brass knuckles. Suddenly, Baudry lunged, driving the blade toward his opponent's chest. There was the thud of a fist against jaw. A hand of iron clasped the outlaw's wrist.
Now, Baudry, hand me that knife. You have a broken arm.
Here it is.
We'll just dispense with the knife. Now we're even. Go on, Baudry, and learn your lesson the hard way.
Hey, look at him. Try to boot the masked man. Fight fair, you sneak.
Hang it.
Wow, that took him. That took him. Look. Hey, look here. Look at the knife he dropped. It's got brass knuckles for a handle.
I know that knife. I've never seen one like it except Baudry's that knife.
Tanner, are you satisfied the man lying on the flatboat deck there is the pirate who took your boat and cargo?
Yes, I'm satisfied, Captain.
Well, if you are, I am. That masked fella could have killed the other one easy as nothing after he got hold of his knife. And he'd have been justified with plenty of witnesses. That gent isn't any crook.
Then if you don't mind, Captain, we'll be on our way. Hello, get Mr. Tyler's flag for him. Be what? Sure our signal fires are out. Country's pretty dry.
You do it. But wait, mister. You say that load of furs and you aren't going to lose by it. You just stick around till I give you your share. You and your Indian chum aren't going to go unrewarded. Old Chief Lame Bear wouldn't want that.
We've had our reward, Tyler. Hello, how about the fires?
Fire's all out, Kemosabe.
Good.
I'm here. Your flag.
By cracky, that is my flag. It was my good luck flag that done the trick. Now, Mr. Masked Man, I do wish you'd tell us who you are.
Unwrap the flag carefully, Tyler. You'll find a little souvenir for Jimmy. Come on, Toto.
He comes.
Jumping Jehoshaphat. What? Look, a silver bullet for you, Jimmy.
Golly.
It's the Lone Ranger himself. Oh, really? I might have known.
Silver bullet.
This is a product of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.